it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
The soup is ready. The soup is ready. What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy. Everything's kosher.
Woo! Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
The high school superlative voted most likely to be a humanitarian. Or prep chef at Golden Corral. Yeah, Tom was kind of chunky back then, Jay. That was the pre-gluten days, Tom. Super Luke.
Hello, Hog.
The high school superlative most likely to know every damn thing. Sybil knows so much shiggity, y'all. Wikipedia Googles Sybil Wilkes' name when they need information. Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Yep. The high school superlative voted most likely to be a star. Now, I know the porn thing didn't work out, but so let me give you another one. The high school superlative voted most likely to be a janitor at the same high school he graduated from. You don't like that one? What about valedictorian of the night school?
Of night school?
No. What about voted most likely to have white stepkids? Yeah, that's enough filler this morning. Let's count down these contenders, shall we? Contender number one, Donald Trump, a.k.a. Toupee Fiasco, a.k.a. Bozo the Billionaire, a.k.a. Dum-da-dum-dum. Every day, Donald doing Trump and stupid, y'all. Did y'all hear Dum-da-dum Donald talk about the media misinterpret his information, his comments about Hispanics at a press conference in Laredo, Texas yesterday? Uh-huh. Well, a couple of days before that, old Sponge Dom hair plants. Y'all like that Sponge Dom hair plant? I know it's a stretch. He gave out South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham's cell phone number like he was hooking his homie up with a jump off, Jay. Now, Senator Graham had to destroy his cell phone, y'all. The same cell phone he had when Daisy Duke were in Confederate diaper civil. Contender number two, Lindsey Graham. One for being a Republican, two for destroying his cell phone. This flipposaurus think he had to get rid of his whole phone because Donald gave out his a damn fool. That's how long he had the phone, y'all. He thought he had to throw the whole phone away. Good thing Donald didn't give Lindsey's wife number out, y'all. Jada took her. Contender number three and four, Tom and Jay, for hating on Jackie's 31-year-old virgin guest.
Oh, come on,
yeah,
man.
Y'all remember Statler and Waldorf. Y'all know who Statler and Waldorf is?
Who's that?
Yeah, Google that. Silver, those are the dudes on the Muppets name. I had to Google that. Who knew they had names?
The two old dudes in the balcony.
Yeah. Hating on that old 31-year-old virgin, y'all. Because he was in a no sex zone. No sex zone. Mm-hmm. Contender number five. Huggy Lowdown.
Oh, Huggy?
Yeah, I kind of put some baking soda on it too, Silver. You know, I was in Vegas! In Vegas! In Vegas! In Vegas!
That's where the male virgin lives.
Yeah. Contender number six, Knee Diddy. Y'all heard Sean Diddy Combs had to have knee surgery?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if that has something to do with him falling in that hole, Silver. Anyway, Knee Diddy is on here for posting that video of my girl Sanaa Lathan with French Montana in the backseat of that car. Mm. Like he was Sean Knee Diddy Cosby. Looking real crazy. Contender number six, Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne for trying to smoke spliffs on a plane. I mean, what you want your pilot to get a contact? Start seeing Birdman on the wings? On the wings? Nothing? Contender number seven, Shaq. Shaq leave Scottie Pippen alone. Come on, man. He's your elder. He's had to hear Jordan name all his life. Jordan, Jordan, Jordan. He probably can't stand Jordan. You know he can't stand Jordan. You know he want to rip that hoop out of Jordan damn ear. And why is he still wearing that damn hoop in his ear? We need to put Jordan on here. I might have to call an audible, Silver. Chris Brown, you are the Bama of the week. Week, week. Y'all heard Chris Brown couldn't leave the Philippines. Did they let him go yet, Silver?
Yeah, he's on his way out.
Oh, he finally got his immigration certificate, huh? Yeah, he was performing there. Some religious group had his departure held up because they said Brown reneged on a show he had New Year's. He reneged on, y'all. He owed them like $1 million+. Why is he traveling this close after his house got robbed, Sybil?
I know.
I'd be sitting on the front porch with a bathrobe on and a shotgun. They said he was panicking, y'all. He called President. Did y'all hear he even called El Chapo to get him out of Nothing?